The SA Property Investors Network, or SAPIN, they've selected 12 finalists of the Investor of the Year Awards. The finalists stem from many diverse and rich backgrounds, and each having been on a unique and personal journey to get to where they are today. Our Nombuyiselo Tango spoke to Kali Muswane, host, new business development and property entrepreneur at SAPIN, to get more on this.
So our CEO, Andrew Walker, had been investing for quite some time, both overseas and in the country. And he literally started the biggest networking platform in the country. And so he wanted a platform that would award and reward people who were innovative in the property space. So it started basically as an idea for him just to kind of award people because he had the biggest networking profile in the country.
Now, we've seen a growth of more investments, especially in property, especially from young black South Africans. What is the market looking like? Are the numbers still looking good in the current times of COVID?
What I can say is that there's a lot of opportunity. There's still a lot of opportunity in the property space, even at this current climate. And it is especially so when you have the correct network and you have the correct education and you have the correct ecosystem around you. And that's all that SAPIN is about. So it is about giving you the knowledge and the tools and the skill set for you to go out and still be, you know, fruitful in your property journey. So the short answer is yes, provided that you have the correct ecosystem.
Now, finalists come from different backgrounds and representation is key. We understand that. What criteria were you looking for, of course?
So we were looking for good stories before anything else. And there's five different categories. And those were basically established in order to give a basis of the different criteria. So we have most growth, beginner, big leagues, innovative, and investor for change. So each one of those categories has different stories and different aspects, which for us feels like it's a more well-rounded interpretation of different journeys in the property space.
Now, this is an annual event. How have you seen it grow over the years? And obviously, the lessons learned throughout the years.
Well, you know, it started in 2018. It was much more informal. It was at the Brighton Country Club, probably like 100 people. And then in 2019, we made it into a black tie event and we went to a Melrose Arch and it became like a red carpet black tie event. And obviously, we had COVID in 2020, so we didn't have one that year. And then this year, again, it was still at Melrose Arch, but we're at the Marriott Hotel. And it's black tie, it's red carpet. And so we started off literally just, like I said, quite informal, no sponsors, anything. But now we literally have ABSA, we have Tal Africa. We have an array of sponsors who are now part on board. So as we grow, we literally see the actual growth happening in terms of people, because even now we're catering for a lot more people, even though we're still very COVID stringent. So, yeah.
Now, the awards are next week on the 18th of November. What do the winners stand a chance to walk away with?
Well, it's an array of things. But the one big one is the final winner will walk away with an all-expenses-paid trip to Victoria Falls. So that's very nice. But we also have different areas. We're giving away iPads to beginners. We're giving away, you know, up to 150,000 Rand from ABSA in terms of deals. So initiation fees or something like that. We have 50,000 Rand vouchers for coaching. So it's literally a plethora of different prizes that are all amazing.
And lastly, the event is virtual. How can the public participate and what will be available online post the awards for those who may miss the main event?
So the event is on virtual, it's hybrid. So it's virtual and like person to person.
Yes.
So the person to person tickets, I stand to be corrected, but I think there's maybe a few left, very, very few. But the virtual tickets, literally, the number is endless. So we have the hybrid of you can either watch us or you can be there in person, even though I'm not entirely sure about the ticket situation regarding the personal one. And what they stand to grab, they can actually vote. They can vote for their favorite investor because we want to make it interactive and we want to make it as inclusive as possible, because I think also when people vote, there's a higher inclination for them to maybe want to start their journey because they watch somebody who looks like them or somebody who is like them or somebody who is in a situation that they are in currently go through this journey and come out the other side being a winner. So they can absolutely vote for their favorite. They can watch the show and be interactive.
We're thankful for the easing of restrictions. I mean, right now, we can finally interact face-to-face with people through these award shows and finally give flowers to these finalists?
I absolutely agree. We finally can give flowers and people who want to change lives and people who want to leave a legacy to their family, to their dependents, and people who honestly just want a change, because I think all around it has been quite an interesting time in everybody's life. And so for the people who want change, we want to award them and we want to clap for them and we want to give them their flowers.